All right, so welcome to the deep dive.
Right.
Today we're going to be taking a look at something I think is really fascinating.
Yeah.
And that is the role of faith in Denzel Washington's life and career.
Oh, yeah, this will be good.
You know, he's obviously such an icon in cinema. He's done so much.
For sure. Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because there are all these articles, interviews, analyses. You know, people have been talking about this for a while, mm-hmm. and we kind of have that all here.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a bunch of sources.
Yep.
And, you know, we're really going to unpack, I think, how his faith has really been intertwined with his journey in film.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about Denzel Washington, right, a true giant of American cinema.
Yeah.
You know, going all the way back to his roots in Mount Vernon, New York, born in 54.
Right.
You see this incredible talent, obviously.
Yeah.
But also a career that's marked by a certain gravitas, like a weightiness to it.
Right. Right. A real substance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to try to do here is understand what underpins that, to go beyond just the awards and the accolades and really examine how his faith plays into all of this.
I like that. Yeah, sort of the foundation on which everything else is built.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that's what we're really trying to get at here, you know.
Yeah.
How Denzel Washington's faith has really informed, you know, not just what he believes personally.
Right.
But also how he's approached his career, the choices he's made, the impact he's had.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to kind of connect those values, you know, those personal beliefs
yeah.
to his professional life and how those things sort of interact.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times people think of faith as something very private.
Right.
But with him, it seems to really inform his public persona, too.
Sure, yeah.
So let's start, I guess, at the beginning.
Yeah, let's go back to the beginning.
And look at how all of this started.
Yeah.
You know, these sources really paint a vivid picture of his early life in Mount Vernon.
Okay.
You know, strong family.
Yeah.
Rooted in really strong values.
Right.
His mother was a beauty salon owner. Uh-huh.
And his father was a Pentecostal minister.
Wow.
So you have these two worlds colliding, you know.
Interesting.
The world of sort of practicality, entrepreneurship.
Right.
And the world of the spiritual and the religious.
Yeah. How do you think those two things might have shaped him?
Well, I think it's really fascinating to consider that, right? Because on the one hand, you have this sense of discipline and hard work that you might associate with running a business.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, you have this deep sense of purpose and morality.
Right.
That often comes with a strong religious upbringing.
Right.
And so for him, those weren't just, you know, background details.
Yeah.
These were really the bedrock of his formation.
That's really interesting. Yeah. And you can see how that environment, you know, having those two strong influences in his life
mm-hmm.
would instill that, you know, blend of discipline.
For sure.
And this strong moral compass that he seems to carry with him.
Yeah. And that carried through even to his high school years in Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
You know, he starts to show this interest in the arts. Right. He's involved in sports and drama.
Mm-hmm.
So that early inclination towards performance is already there.
Right.
And then that passion, you know, kind of propels him forward to Fordham University.
Yeah.
He gets his Bachelor of Arts degree in 77.
Yeah.
And he really starts to hone his craft.
That's cool. And I think it's interesting, too, you know, even with all of that.
Right.
Even with this, you know, kind of upbringing that instilled these values, and even with this clear passion for the arts,
mm-hmm.
his journey wasn't without its challenges.
Oh, yeah.
And the sources touch on these early hurdles
right,
that yeah. he had to overcome. And, you know, you see this with a lot of successful actors.
Yeah, that's true.
There's that period of, you know, just trying to make it work.
Right. Paying your dues.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it seems like his role in the 1977 television film Wilma.
Okay.
Was kind of a big moment for him.
Mm, interesting.
It opened doors to more opportunities on stage and television.
Okay.
And it makes you think about how those early experiences, you know, both the setbacks and the breakthroughs. Yeah.
Really shaped his resolve.
Right.
And maybe those early values we talked about, those really helped him through that.
Absolutely. I think that's a crucial point because, you know, when you have a foundation of faith and a belief in something larger than yourself.
Yeah.
It can give you that resilience to push through those tough times.
Right. And I think that's something we see throughout his career.
Yeah.
You know, as we go further into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear that faith for Denzel Washington isn't just, you know, something he thinks about on Sundays.
Yeah, it's not just a compartmentalized thing.
Yeah, it's not passive.
Yeah.
It's active.
Right.
And it's fundamental to who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really comes through in all these sources that it's a guiding principle in his life.
Yeah. It's a lens through which he views the world.
Yes. And it really affects, you know, both his personal life and his professional choices.
And, you know, there's this quote that really captures that so perfectly. He said, "I pray to God to be a great actor and I have to work hard for it."
Wow.
And it's that combination, right? It's not either or, it's both.
Yeah. The faith and the hard work.
Exactly. He's not relying solely on divine intervention,
Right.
but he's also not simply grinding it out without any sense of higher purpose.
Yeah. It's that synergy.
It is. It's a synergy between his belief and his effort.
And you can see how that perspective would influence the types of roles he takes on.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the messages he wants to convey through his performances. It's not just about entertaining.
Right.
It seems like there's often a deeper meaning there that he's going for.
A deeper resonance.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the sources really point to this pattern of him choosing roles that explore themes of morality, spirituality, you know?
Right. Like he's using his platform to explore bigger questions.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes his work so compelling. It's not just surface-level entertainment. There's a
Right.
depth to it.
And it's interesting to consider his philanthropy, you
Oh,
know?
yeah,
It's
absolutely.
like an extension of that moral compass.
It's like he's taking those values that he explores on screen and he's bringing them into the real world,
Right, you know, putting them into action.
making a tangible difference. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about how this faith actually shows up in his performances.
Okay.
Because it's not always super obvious.
Right. It's not always like a biblical epic or something.
Right, exactly. There's often this subtle thread running through his work.
Yeah, this undercurrent.
And the sources point to how he kind of weaves in these themes of faith and morality. It's like he's using his platform for reflection, you know?
Yeah, for contemplation, almost inviting the audience to consider these things.
Right. And it's interesting how he approaches these complex moral situations that his characters often find themselves in.
Yeah, the gray areas.
Yeah, like in the tragedy of Macbeth.
Oh, that's a great example.
Obviously not a religious text in the traditional
Yeah,
sense,
right.
but it deals with ambition, guilt, the consequences of one's actions.
Big themes.
Right. And these are all things that have moral and ethical implications, you
Absolutely.
know, that resonate across many different belief systems.
And I think you can see how his own sense of right and wrong
Yeah.
informs his performance.
Right. It adds that extra layer of depth.
Right. And then you have a film like Flight,
Yeah.
which tackles redemption through faith much more directly.
Okay.
You know, his character is struggling with addiction, and he eventually starts seeking some kind of grace.
Right.
And it really highlights that transformative power of faith. You
Yeah.
know, when you're facing huge challenges, it's
Right.
a powerful story of hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it speaks to this idea that even when we're at our lowest, faith can be a source of strength and renewal.
And I think it brings up an important point about storytelling in general.
Yeah, what is it?
Denzel Washington has actually said that he believes
Okay.
that engaging with these kinds of stories, even the difficult ones,
Yeah.
allows audiences to wrestle with their own beliefs and values.
It's like a mirror.
Yeah, it's that opportunity for self-reflection.
And for growth, potentially.
Right, and I think that's what makes these stories so powerful.
It's not just about escapism,
Right.
it's about engaging with the complexities of life.
And, you know, it's not just in his roles.
Right.
Denzel Washington has also been very open about his faith in interviews and public statements.
Oh, yeah, he's not shy about it.
Yeah, there are a lot of examples in the sources we have where he talks about it.
Like that interview with The Guardian,
Oh, yeah.
where he said, "I pray every day. I just feel that it's very important to have a relationship with God."
That's a really powerful statement.
And it's so simple, but so profound. It
Right.
really underscores that for him, faith is not just a performance, it's a
Yeah.
daily
It's
practice.
woven into his life.
Exactly.
And then there are his remarks at the 2015 Philadelphia Film Festival.
Oh, yeah. What did he say there?
He was talking about his talents.
Okay.
And he said, "I don't take any of this for granted. I know where my gifts come from."
Wow.
You know, acknowledging something bigger than himself.
Yeah, a sense of humility.
Right. And gratitude.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And then there's this statement he made about staying true to himself in Hollywood.
Okay, in that environment.
Yeah. He said, "We're all still striving to find our truth. For me, it's about being true to my faith."
Powerful.
Right. And I think that's really important in an industry that can be so focused on, you know, external validation,
Yeah, it's easy to lose yourself.
right? To get caught up in the
But
hype.
he seems to have this really strong internal compass.
Exactly. And I think these public expressions of his faith have contributed to his reputation, you know?
In what
I
way?
think people see him as authentic.
Yeah, genuine.
Yeah, and grounded. And, you know, he's so respected in the industry.
He is, yeah.
And I think part of that is because of this unwavering commitment to his beliefs.
It's like he's walking the walk.
Exactly.
He's not just talking about it. He's living it.
And it's interesting to see how that translates into his career choices.
Yeah. How songwriting.
So let's first talk about how he's very selective.
Okay.
About the roles he takes on.
He's not just taking any script that comes his way.
Right. He's prioritizing projects that align with his values.
It makes sense.
And there are even examples of him turning down roles.
Really?
That he felt were too violent or morally ambiguous.
Wow, that takes principle.
It does, especially in Hollywood.
Yeah, where it's so competitive.
Right. And you can see this in films like The Book of Eli and Fences.
Oh, yeah. Those are great examples.
These themes of redemption and resilience
mm-hmm.
and these complex moral dilemmas.
And again, they're not explicitly religious films.
Right.
But they grapple with these deeper questions.
Yeah, about right and wrong, good and evil.
Exactly.
And it's not just acting.
Right.
He also uses his platform to advocate for social issues.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
Yeah, he's spoken out about racial inequality, the importance of education supporting communities.
He's putting his beliefs into action.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And his work as a producer often reflects these themes, too.
So he has even more control over the stories being told.
Yeah, he's not just a hired gun.
He's shaping the narrative.
And all of this, I think, comes from a place of deep moral responsibility,
mm-hmm.
which is rooted in his faith.
It's all connected.
Yeah. And that extends to his philanthropy as well.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
The sources really highlight how his faith is a major motivation
okay.
for all of his charitable work.
Makes sense.
You know, focusing on helping those in need and supporting education.
Yeah.
Like his donations to places like the University of Pennsylvania.
I remember reading about that.
Yeah, he set up scholarships for performing arts students.
That's incredible.
Right, and it's not just money.
Oh, right.
He's also actively involved in mentorship programs.
Wow, so he's really invested.
Yeah, especially for young people from disadvantaged backgrounds.
That's so important.
Right, he's sharing his time, his experience, emphasizing the importance of resilience and hard work.
And those are values that are so closely tied to his faith.
Exactly. And his community service goes even further.
Like, what else does he do?
He supports local food banks. He works on homelessness prevention. He's involved with youth athletics.
Wow. He's really covering a lot of ground.
It shows you how his faith isn't just a personal thing.
Right.
It's something that drives him to make a difference in the world.
It's outward focus.
Exactly. It's about service to others.
Which is such a central tenet of many faiths.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's interesting to see how people have responded to his faith-centric roles.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
You know, both audiences and critics.
Mm-hmm.
Films like The Hurricane and Antoine Fisher.
Yeah.
They've gotten a lot of praise for exploring those moral complicities and the possibility of redemption.
It seems like people really connect with those themes.
They do. And the critics often talk about how authentic his performances feel in those roles.
Yeah, like there's this extra layer of conviction.
Right. And I think that comes from his personal beliefs.
Yeah, it's like he's drawing from a very real place.
Exactly. And then you have Flight.
Right.
Which is interesting because his character is flawed.
He's really struggling.
He is. But despite that, his journey towards seeking grace really resonated with people.
Right.
And I think it's because audiences see themselves in those struggles.
Yeah, that desire for something more.
Maybe even a reflection of their own spiritual journeys.
Yeah, and you know, it seems like over time there's been a growing appreciation for these kinds of films.
Yeah, like the spiritual aspect is becoming more accepted.
Right, it's not just a niche thing anymore.
It's something that people are hungry for.
And even in a film like The Equalizer.
Okay.
His character's moral code really stands out.
Right. He's not afraid to do what he thinks is right.
Yeah. And it resonates with audiences who are looking for that kind of, you know, justice and compassion in the world.
It's like a throwback to a classic hero.
Right. But with a modern sensibility.
And it highlights how themes of faith and morality, when done well, can really have a lasting impact.
Yeah. They transcend time and culture.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive
right.
into the role of faith in Denzel Washington's life, I think the key takeaway is just how deeply intertwined it is.
It's not just a part of his life.
Right.
It's woven into the very fabric of who he is.
It guides his choices, his actions, both on and off screen.
And I think his legacy goes beyond just the awards and the films.
Yeah.
It's about the values he embodies, the impact he's made.
It's inspirational.
It really is. He shows us that you can be successful and stay true to your beliefs.
Absolutely. And that leads us to a final thought for you today.
Okay.
Think about your own core beliefs, whatever they may be.
Mm-hmm.
And how they influence your path, your work, your choices.
Yeah.
How might taking some time to reflect on those values help you make a difference in the world?
That's a great question to consider.
It is. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us.
This was great.
Yeah, it was really fascinating.
It really was.